This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
For genetically modified. The Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn today from 8 to 10 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will also be selling sweet corn Monday, July 9th till Friday, July 13th from 8 to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Be sure to go out and buy some delicious sweet corn while you can. Jersey County Fair begins this weekend. Sunday, the Master Showmanship Competition will begin at 6 p.m. The Master Showmanship Competition is a test of skill by the showman showing all three, cattle, sheep, and pigs. Monday, the 4-H show begins at 8 a.m. and the 4-H livestock auction will take place Monday evening at 7 p.m. Tuesday, the Open Sheep Show will begin at 8 a.m. Wednesday is the Open Beef Show, which will begin at 8 a.m. Thursday night is the Rodeo, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday the 14th, the Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Dairy Show will begin at 9 a.m. Next Saturday, July 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Society grounds. The drive will start at 9 a.m., but drivers are asked to meet at 8:45 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee and all money raised will go back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run at least 8 miles per hour. For more information, call Lynn Heyer at 217-825-7154 or contact Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler. Thank you and good morning. Besides spreading viruses and bacteria, the bite of one type of tick has been known to cause some people to develop a severe allergic reaction to red meat.
Ticks carry and spread many diseases, but here's another one that isn't exactly a disease. It's ehrlichiosis. You may have heard of it as red meat allergy. University of Kentucky Extension entomologist Lee Townsend says it's fairly new. It's carried by the Lone Star tick, which lives in most of the eastern U.S. and Mexico, and here's how it works.
When ticks feed, they inject saliva that keeps blood from clotting, that promotes blood flow into areas where they're feeding, and some people develop an allergic reaction to this material, which is also in red meat.
So days or weeks later, you're eating beef, pork, or lamb, and a few minutes or hours afterwards, the body starts to fight off the substance, causing difficulty breathing sometimes.
People need to go to the hospital very quickly.
And the reaction might come a long time after the tick bite, so the doctors may not put the two together. And this condition is so new, many doctors don't even know about it. It's considered rare, but no one knows how many cases there really are. Townsend says it's another reason to try to keep ticks off of you when out in wooded and grassy areas and check yourself for ticks every couple of hours.
That was Gary Crawford and Lee Townsend. In national news, Chinese companies who have committed to buying soybeans from the U.S. through this year ending on August 31st are likely to cancel those shipments once the extra tariff on U.S. imports kicks in on Friday. As the world's top soybean buyer, China has yet to take delivery of about 1.14 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans booked for the current marketing year. USDA reported that China recently resold 123,000 tons of committed deliveries to Bangladesh and Iran. A Bloomberg article calls soybeans a key flashpoint in the worsening trade relations between the U.S. and China after officials in Beijing said they would levy tariffs on imports starting on July 6th in response to more duties imposed by the Trump administration. There will be a few shipments that get through because shipments with products intended for state reserves are tariff-free. However, a Shanghai investment manager tells Bloomberg that most of the other shipments will be canceled after the tariffs go into effect because the rate will be too high and crushers will lose money. China has already begun to contract for a higher number of shipments for soybeans from Brazil. Supplies are currently high, but projected to run out in the fourth quarter of this year if China doesn't take any U.S. soybeans. The USDA comment period on its proposed GMO labeling rule brought in more than 11,000 comments from farm groups, consumers, and multinational companies like Hershey's. Politico says food manufacturers are at odds with farmers over which ingredients should actually be subject to disclosure. The companies are arguing that foods made with even some genetically modified corn, soybeans, and sugar beets need to have disclosures. On the other side of the debate, farmers say it's not accurate to apply the labeling standard to highly refined foods because they often contain no detectable amounts of these products. The Center for Science and the Public Interest told Reuters that it actually agrees with both sides. Farmers are correct in arguing that their finished ingredients are no different scientifically to their GMO counterparts, but products should still be labeled. The group says USDA should read the statute broadly and provide consumers with as much information as possible, but it should be scientifically accurate. They need a different disclosure for highly refined ingredients. Consumers, as well as some lawmakers, were more concerned about the new language. USDA suggested using the term or symbol BE or bioengineered instead of GMO or GM for genetically modified. The Gillespie FFA will be selling sweet corn today from 8 to 10 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. They will also be selling sweet corn Monday, July 9th till Friday, July 13th from 8 to 11 a.m. in the United Methodist Church parking lot in Gillespie. Be sure to go out and buy some delicious sweet corn while you can. Jersey County Fair begins this weekend. Sunday, the Master Showmanship Competition will begin at 6 p.m. The Master Showmanship Competition is a test of skill by the showman showing all three cattle, sheep, and pigs. Monday, the 4-H show begins at 8 a.m. and the 4-H livestock auction will take place Monday evening at 7 p.m. Tuesday, the Open Sheep Show will begin at 8 a.m. Wednesday's the Open Beef Show, which will begin at 8 a.m. Thursday night is the rodeo, starting at 7 p.m. Saturday the 14th, the Swine Show will begin at 8 a.m. and the Dairy Show will begin at 9 a.m. Next Saturday, July 14th, the Carlinville FFA Alumni Association will be hosting a tractor drive departing from the Macoupin County Historical Society grounds. The drive will start at 9 a.m., but drivers are asked to meet at 8:45 a.m. There is a $5 registration fee and all money raised will go back to the Carlinville FFA chapter. All tractors are welcome, but they must be able to run at least 8 miles per hour. For more information, call Lynn Heyer at 217-825-7154 or contact Matt Slidham at 217-710-8339. That's all the time we have on your Morning Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.